Remix.
Yeah. What I'm talking
about. Love
this
music. Can I get a ball night? Ball night. We waited a whole six weeks for the NBA to come back. It's back tonight. Ball night. Also, the Steelers free falling. Let's go around the horn. You guys see they put the video out of the vaccine coming in through the hallway with our NBA music underneath. It's so good. All those turnovers, questionable play calling. The first half with 7 passing yards for Roethlisberger and his downfield inaccuracy. Also, the defense not being able to devour a third-string quarterback, Ryan Finley. Steelers have gone from 11-0 to 11-3. That's only happened 2 other times before in NFL history. Woody Page, around the horn to you. What is wrong with the Pittsburgh Steelers? And are you beginning to question whether it's fixable?
It's a slash. Ben Roethlisberger, Randy Feitner, the offensive coordinator, the people don't talk about. But when you have Roethlisberger having the worst opening half that he's had in his entire career, and anybody that saw that game would understand that, and you got Feitner, who is not really calling a good game, he's not comfortable in this offense that he took over. They have had in their last 2 games, Tony, 6 of 26 that they've converted on third downs. I mean, this is a team that has totally lost its offense. They haven't been rushing the ball effectively. They did get Connor back, but that's not making a difference. But it's Ben Roethlisberger. He just looks old and tired. Last night, he wasn't trying to throw the ball away. He was trying to complete the pass, but it looked like he was trying to throw it out of bounds. I think, is this fixable? I suppose so, but you also have defensive problems when you got 3 linebackers out of the lineup. This is
all right, it sounds like you don't think it's fixable, even though you said maybe there's a chance. George Sedano, same question to you. Is this fixable?
It is not fixable, Tony, unless they have a time machine that they can put Ben Roethlisberger in and make him the quarterback he was several years ago. He's no longer that guy. If you look at their offense when they were humming, he was dinking and dunking, occasionally going down the field, but they had a run game to speak of with James Conner. And look, in this particular game, the run game did okay. They got 4.6 yards per carry from Snell. That's not anything to sneeze at, okay? That's a pretty good deal for them. And defensively, I think they're just taxed right now, Tony. They've been on the field a lot because Ben can't move the ball. So for all the discussion about offensive coordinators and coaches, look, if the guy at the position that matters the most can't execute, that's the biggest problem.
Jackie McMullen, is this fixable?
No, there's not enough time to fix it. And we talk about Roethlisberger. I think it is fair to mention he's coming off elbow surgery. He says he doesn't feel quite right. 1 for 12 were for passes 10-plus yards down the field. I will repeat, 1 for 12. The defense I'm giving a pass to, too many injuries. Guys like Dupree and Bush, they can't rush the passer the way they could before. But here's the biggest problem with the offense. It's completely out of balance, Tony. If you look at the first 5 wins of the Steelers, when we were all talking about an undefeated season or maybe a Super Bowl, they averaged 117 yards a game. In the last 3 losses, they've averaged 51 yards a game. It's completely out of balance. So if you want to get them back on the road to recovery, whether you like it or not, run the ball more. Present some balance to give some pressure off Roethlisberger.
Emily Kaplan, you just heard all the statistics Jackie McMullen had, but let's just drill down here. They were 11-0 at some point. Can they get back to being a team that could win the close games even if they aren't pretty?
You know, I think that fans tried to at first blame it on the offensive line. They tried to blame it on the run game. But it really comes down to Ben. He's the one that's making it so easy for defenses. Linebackers love dropping into coverage. Safeties love the fact that they don't have to respect his deep pass. And you know what? I'm getting annoyed by Ben's hubris. Like, he was talking to reporters this week, and he said it was phony or overblown to talk about a knee issue. And he said that his elbow was mostly fine. Well, if it is, you wouldn't be playing like this. So, no, I don't think this is fixable, because the only thing that would fix it is time to heal. And that, unfortunately, can't happen until the offseason.
Now, Mike Tomlin says he's going to talk to Juju Smith-Schuster about dancing on logos. Is that something, George? Or is that just an easy pinata to hit right now, as the rest of the team has real problems?
Yeah, that one is definitely a Captain Obvious moment. Sure, we lost. We're going to blame the young guy because I don't want to put my quarterback on blast, even though he's not playing well. And look, the last guy to know if he's still good or not is the aging superstar. When he looks in that mirror, he still sees the guy that won 2 Super Bowls. And that's the case across the board in sports.
Jackie Mack, last word.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about Juju, but you know what? I've said it a million times. If you want to behave that way and do all those antics, that's cool, but you gotta back it up. And as our own Tony Reale has pointed out, more TikToks than touchdown. Bad work. So you should give yourself points for that, Tony.
What do you want? A last word? You can get in there. I bet you have a better joke. Please.
Well, I think they've had a problem with dropping the football, and he's among those guys. I'd be more concerned about that than I would be the logo.
Okay. We'll move on. NBA preview extravaganza. Let's go. Ball night. Tonight, two games. Lakers, Woo. Clippers, Golden State, Brooklyn. Now, there are some of you people on this very panel who thought the Clippers were going to beat the Lakers last year. Anyone willing to call a self-foul there? Anyone?
No. Yes,
not me.
I did.
Okay, Jackie, I appreciate it. Not you, George. George, I know what you picked. You picked very loudly Lakers and Heat. We got that. All right, Jackie, you'll take your medicine here. But let me ask you, it didn't just happen last year. It didn't not happen. It went down in flames for the Clippers. Anything this year telling you maybe it could be different? Or are the Lakers far and away the best team?
Well, the Lakers are the best team, hands down. And they have the best 1-2 duo in the league in LeBron and AD. Unless Kyrie and Kevin Durant are going to be healthier than I think they're going to be, I still think the Lakers are the best team. But does that mean I don't think the Clippers have the chance? That's where I'm going to part company with everybody else, I guess. I still think, on paper, the talent the Clippers have should put them in the conversation. Now, does Paul George look in that mirror that George Sedano was talking about and say, I had the worst time of my career. I completely imploded in the playoffs. I'm going to be better. I've signed an extension. I'm going to be the all-NBA player I should be. I know Kawhi Leonard already thinks that about himself. So I like Serge Ibaka as an ad for the Clippers, but I love Marc Gasol with the Lakers because when he starts playing Woody's Denver Nuggets, you got someone to body up with Jokic. Lakers is still the best team.
George, this is 100% your account. I mean, you're dealing with this every single day on the radio. The Clippers, where they left off, it's been, I guess, 2.5-3 months for them to cleanse themselves. Can they possibly turn it around this season, or are the Lakers that much better than everybody else?
The Lakers are still the overwhelming favorite, Tony. Last year, they had two top five guys. Nobody else could boast that. They still have that, and now their supporting cast is better. However, I do think the Clippers match up well against them, as we saw last year, because they got two guys, in theory, that can try to slow down LeBron James. No other team has that. I like the Ibaka addition, as Jackie mentioned. I think he's an upgrade over Montrezl Harrell because he can stretch the floor, and he's a better defender and deterrent at the rim. But the thing for the Clippers, yes, Paul George needs to look at himself in that mirror, as Jackie said. But you know what? A championship team needs to sacrifice. So if you're Lou Williams, Pat Beverly, all these other guys who were complaining about Kawhi and Paul George and preferential treatment, you need to find other ways to affect the game in order for you and your team to become champions.
All right, so I've heard from Sedano and I've heard from McMahon. There is a but there, though. They're calling the Lakers the best, but they still believe in the Clippers after everything we've seen. Woody Page, I turn to you now.
Well, Jackie, I have great respect for you as a Hall of Famer. George, not so much. I don't think you're going to be a Hall of Famer. But for both of you to just tell me that the Clippers are in the same class with the Lakers added, not only did they add Gasol that you were talking about, but to get Schroeder, to get Matthews, and to do what they did during the offseason, they've not only extended their bench, but they've improved the quality around the basket with those guys. I just think that when you talk about the Clippers, they went out and got a new coach, but really, is that going to make a difference in this series? I don't think so. The Lakers should be far and away the number one choice in the Western Conference.
And Emily Kaplan.
I think that the Clippers have the secret weapon, and that is weaponizing the uncertainty about Kawhi Leonard's future. I loved the way that Kawhi Leonard spoke yesterday when he was completely candid. He's like, you know what? I probably am going to decline my player option in a year if I'm healthy. And, you know, the reason he signed a short-term deal with this team is he wanted to keep them uncomfortable. He wanted to keep them on their toes. And that's important for Ty Lue. I hope he leans into that as he creates a whole new offense around him. And I hope this team leans into this us against the world mentality, because let's face it, all of us have been dragging them through the mud since their stinky bubble performance. And they're still a damn good team that won 49-72 games last year. A
lot of Clipper love from this panel continues to be. Well, talk about the other game now tonight. Brooklyn got the glimpse of Kevin Durant in exhibition, and he looked good. This team also has, checks notes, Kyrie Irving, burning sage. NBA GMs predicting Brooklyn will finish second in the East behind Milwaukee. Where are your expectations, Emily Kaplan?
The issue with the Nets was never about their talent. It was always about their health. And what we've seen from KD so far is that, hey, he looks great. They're probably going to be a top five offensive team. The problem is I don't think they're going to be a good defensive team because KD's their only elite defenseman, and that could doom them in the playoffs.
Jackie McMullen?
Now, Brooklyn's an interesting team. They could compete with the 1-2 punch of AD and LeBron if they can stay healthy all through the year. Now, Kyrie Irving, as in his career, has averaged about 53 games a season. He just hasn't been able to play that full 82. If he can, maybe that works. But, you know, Milwaukee's fantastic. They have the reigning MVP. They added Jrue Holiday. I'm not going to dismiss them completely. But I do think that the Nets, to me, are the most intriguing team in the entire NBA. It's must-see TV every single night.
Lord Tadano.
Tony, to me, the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be the best team in the regular season, except this is the thing. In the playoffs, we know they're not built to win. As long as Giannis Antetokounmpo can't hit a jump shot, okay, with consistency, they're not capable of winning.
You like
the
Brooklyn
playoffs
over Milwaukee?
The Nets have the more top-tier talent. Kevin Durant, if he's healthy, like Jackie mentioned, and Kyrie, if he's healthy, they are the best team because they're the most top-heavy team. They've got good players that they can roll out as far as their supporting cast is concerned. Particularly on offense, they're going to be really strong. There are some questions on defense, but even though I think the Eastern Conference, you look at those top six teams, you probably put them in a bowl. I can pick them all out in different orders, and I would agree that the regular season standings may look like that, but at the end of the day, Brooklyn is the best team on paper.
Wow. So, I mean, this is after not playing one game together. You had them already being the best team in the Eastern Conference. Just think
talent,
back. Think
talent
back
wins in this
to
team.
How that played out for the Clippers last year when you had a duo who hadn't played together. Woody Page, you're laughing. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm laughing at George. You know, he used the word if about eight times in his conversation.
Woody's on fire goodness today.
And if frogs had wings, they wouldn't bump their butts all the time. So why in the world would one guy who hadn't played in 560 days, the other guy played only 50 games last year, they're developing chemistry, they're developing whether or not their health's going to be any good, and you're just putting down Milwaukee Bucks who has a situation now where Holiday in. You're talking about a guy that's going to average 22 points. You want to put a duo out
George
there?
George wants to respond to you, Woody, at the horn. Let's do it.
Jrue Holiday is a very good player. He's a one-time All-Star. We make fun of Paul George, who's a six-time All-Star and couldn't get it done. Jrue Holiday is not a good enough addition to help Milwaukee get over the hump, and Giannis still needs to hit a jump.
All right, some cleanup here on aisle panel, I guess. Kyrie Irving did play 20 games last year, Woody. Woody, you had Schroeder. He's playing Christmas Time Is Here on the piano instead of a Schroeder. And then now I've been waiting on this one. Emily Kaplan's going to lose some points here. She used a word that's banned. Also, she used defenseman. Real quick, MVP picks and Rookie of the Year picks. Let me hear them. George, Jackie, yell them out.
Wiseman, Rookie of the Year. Giannis for the third
MVP,
time.
MVP, Luka Doncic. And Rookie of the Year, Tyrese Haliburton.
Buy or sell next.
Around the Horn is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins, quote, "It was irresponsible and immature, and I accept responsibility for my actions, creating a distraction during our playoff push," end quote. Photos of him at a strip club without a mask on made their way on Instagram. They were posted by a woman he was with at the club. The football team says they're handling it internally. This is not a good look, of course, for Haskins. Is it something more, George?
Well, it's completely irresponsible for obvious reasons, Tony. But what I would say, it's also responsible in regards to his team and his teammates. Alex Smith is still dinged up. Their backup quarterback is Taylor Heinicke, who played in the XFL. And, you know, this was something that Urban Meyer alluded to when he came out into the draft, that the maturity could be an issue.
Woody Page?
Yes, I'm selling him and his irresponsibility there. But the good thing for the Washington football team is Alex Smith is going to be able to come back and Haskins can just sit at the end of the bench or be inactive.
Emily Kaplan?
I'm selling that he's going to be on the roster next season. The coaching staff already gave up on him and wanted to trade him. He's only starting because the other two guys are ahead of him. This is his second COVID violation, this one particularly egregious because they could clinch the division this week and it's a potential revenge game for his coach. How does he get back?
And Jackie, are you with Emily here that this is the end of his run with Washington?
I think there's a good chance for it. And in that piece of film you showed with the big C on his chest, I'll tell you, one of the first things I'd be doing this week, I'd take that C right off his chest. He's not befitting of a captain of my football team.
Buy or sell two, Tony Dungy on Dan Patrick this morning.
Dan, I am worried about the Chiefs. I really am. I think they're bored. I think they're playing with fire. I think they feel like they can do whatever they want to do.
AFC playoff picture change with Pittsburgh free-falling, but hey, Buffalo is surging this week, and everybody else wins every week but never clinches a playoff spot. Woody, are the champs playing with fire, like Dungy says?
No, if that's kind of fire that they're with, I'm all about it, because if you remember in the postseason last year, they got behind Houston 21-0 in the first quarter. They got behind Tennessee. They got behind in the Super Bowl. They're accustomed to coming back in games and playing close games. It doesn't matter. They still look like they're on fire to me.
Emily Kaplan.
When it comes to the Chiefs, honestly, I feel like we're just running out of things to talk about with them. They're 22-1 over the last 13 months, 8-0 on the road this year, 4-5 in red zone touchdown drives this year. Yeah, they play with fire, but it also takes fire to play against them and beat them. You have to score more than 30 points, which most teams can't do.
Jackie McMahon.
The hardest thing in all of sports to do is to repeat as champion. And why is that? Because you get complacent. You do get bored occasionally because of your own greatness. To me, I've never considered that something that is not, that you can't overcome. Unlike flipping a switch for other athletic endeavors, to me, this is different. These guys, I'm not worried about them at all.
I recognize everyone is, if you had a chance to bet, you're going to bet on Mahomes. Even though, like I said, Buffalo is surging recently. 100%. But it's six straight one-possession wins, George. What do you see with that?
Tony, I can't believe we're docking them points here because they're winning close games. They still won 22 of 23. And if anything, winning in those close games shows, hey, you know what? If we get in those situations, we've been there before. We know how to react in those spots.
Nobody's biting on that. We'll move on. Stop me when this next one sounds believable. Signs of tension between Harden and Rockets teammates. Stop. Deshaun Charania, The Athletic. Sources telling Charania, Harden and rookie Deshaun Tate had a heat exchange during Monday's practice, culminating in Harden throwing the ball in Tate's direction. While that's allegedly happening, the Heat allegedly pulling out of the Harden talks. Jackie, what to buy, what to sell?
I never thought the Heat was a great fit with Harden. Anyway, they check your body fat like every 4 days. How do you think that's going to go with James Harden? Oof. So I never thought that was a great fit.
Oof.
No, honestly, that's just the truth of it. Harden's unhappy. If I'm the Rockets, I'm doing just what I'm doing. I'm going to hang on to him until I think it's the right time to trade him, and I'm going to get what I need
Emily
for
Kaplan.
I'm buying that this is a topic we're going to be talking about on this show for the next 20 weeks. Harden's going to continue to be petulant. They're going to continue to shop him, and the asking price is too high. Tony, we'll talk about it next time.
Woody Page?
I'm buying that around the Harden doesn't check our body fat. I think that Harden, that the rookie Tate should stay out of it with Harden. He's the guy that could be traded in a day or two, but they're not going anywhere with Houston. Nobody's going to make the kind of deal they want. He's going to be there till the trading deadline. He's just going to have to put up
George Donald.
I'm selling all of it, Tony. I'm selling that the Heat have completely lost interest. They may have disengaged, but I could see them re-engaging for the right price.
Oh,
and
okay.
Here's the thing, Jackie. It's every 3 days. Every 3 days they test the body fat in Miami.
See, George, that's why you are allowed to do their games. Look at you. You fit the bill.
Emily, Jackie, I believe this is the last show for you for the year. We'll see you in 2021. Woody Page, are you making a run to get into the Tournament of Champions? Is there still a shot? We'll see. Page, Sedano, Showdown X.
Close, I hear.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Horn is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
This fake punt the Lions ran Sunday, it failed. And interim head coach Darrell Bevell said it was an unauthorized call. Special teams coordinator Brandon Coombs went rogue. And he fired him for it. Bevell said he did it to send a message to the team. What's the message, Woody?
The message is, if you're the special team coach and you're already in trouble there, that you do not run a fake punt from your own into the field without telling the interim head coach who wants to keep his job.
Tony, I'm going to go rogue here because I know the Tournament of Champions is tomorrow. And my sources tell me that Woody could potentially get in and knock out my rival, Frank Isola, from the Tournament of Champions. So I am conceding to Woody.
So... Okay, so you don't even want to answer the question? You're just going to stick it to Isola. Very interesting play here from Sedano. Woody, you're getting the win here. I'm not sure if that gets you to the Tournament Champions, but I do know what's up for FaceTime. Let me hear about bourbon balls.
Yes, Tennessee bourbon balls, my mom's recipe. It's 1 cup of sugar, confectionery, 1 cup of pecans, 1 cup of 2 cups of vanilla wafers, and 1 cup of bourbon. You mix that all together and you roll it through the confectionery sugar and then you freeze your balls for 2 hours.
Okay, all right, all right, yes.
Into your mouth.
That's pretty good though. That's what's the matter, Woody? Don't choke on us. Woody, stay with us. Step away from the light, Woody. So that's the Woody Page family recipe. And let's see if it gets him into the Tournament Champions. Roll tape on the Tournament Champions.
Around the Horn, Tournament of Champions. Horn's biggest winners of 2020. Spain, Yates, Isola, Gutierrez. 4 will enter, only one will leave.
But wait,
with the trophy. Tune in tomorrow.
Could there be a recount? Woody, are you going to move for a recount here? There's still a chance, Woody.
Lawsuits in every city.
Happy Hour is presented by Guinness. Drink responsibly.